I want to say first, I appreciate the privilege and the opportunity of being here this morning to be able to bring you God's word and being asked to come to another church and preach. It's a great honor and something to be taken seriously, and I thank you all this morning for that honor. And also, if y'all notice, I have to have these now to be able to read. I'm getting a little older now. I used to not have to have these to be able to read God's word, but now, when I put them on, I can see the Bible fine, but I can't see y'all. So that's but that's okay. I think this is more important that I see this anyway. But God is good, and God has been really good to all of us, and I thank God for everything he's done and keeping us safe and keeping us as we travel. And God is just a wonderful God. He just shows himself all the time to us and shows himself to us just in mighty ways, because I tell you, I don't know what I would want to do without my God in my life. I tell you, he has really blessed me and my family, and I thank him for it. You know, there's a lot of things that you and I, as Christians, have to go through sometimes. And if anybody ever told you that when you first got saved, that your life was going to be perfect and easy from then on out, they told you a lie. I'm going to tell you. Because I tell you what, sometimes serving God is not easy. Because there's an adversary out there that wants to stop you from serving the Lord. You know, he's always out there. He's always out there prowling around just trying to find a way to make any kind of Christian slip up. And he wants to see, because he doesn't want to see God's people live for God. He wants to see them living for this world and the things that this world has. And I'm telling you today, and especially you young people, there's nothing in this world that's worth having. Nothing. I have been there as a young person. I have been there as an adult. There's nothing out there for you. Nothing but heartache and sorrow. And I'm telling you this morning from experience. But if you have your Bibles this morning, we're going to talk about how we can be overcomers. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And we're going to read the first five verses there, and we're going to talk about them, and then we got some more scriptures we're going to go to a little bit later. But in verse 1, it says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that he is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?" Now this morning, you know, we are overcomers because we are born of God. Now let's get this a little straight now this morning. When you were first born, you were not born of God. When you were first born as a child, you were not born of God. You were born of your mother and father that conceived you. But as you grow older, and if you were lucky enough to grow up in a Christian home, you were taught the ways of the Lord, and you were taught the things that of the plan of salvation. And then one day, God saved you. And it was one of those days that when you just, and I know it's like for most of us, when God starts pricking that heart, and when God just starts reaching down, and the conviction of the Lord just comes upon you, and you just cannot stand it anymore, and when that altar call comes, you said, "I'm not going." But there's a spirit inside of you that makes them legs stand up and starts walking down that aisle because you can't take that conviction no more. And when you gave your heart to God that day and repented of your sins, that's when you became born of God. You know, the Bible teaches us we got two births. We have the birth of our natural parents. We have a rebirth through God. You know, the Bible says you have to be born again. And I thank God that I was born again. because I thank God that I had the opportunity to be able to know that second birth. I'm glad the first birth happened that brought Ken Cook on this earth. But the second birth is the most important part, because now I am part of the kingdom of God. And that's what's the most important part. And because of that, it says here that for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You know, there's a lot of things that you and I have overcome in our lifetimes as Christians. And there's going to be more things that you and I are going to have to overcome as Christians in our lifetime. You know, when I think about overcoming, I think about people that I have known that have overcome in sickness, cancer, heart troubles, that are still living lives today. But when I think about times in the Bible, I think about Job. Job was a man that was overcame a lot of things. He was a man of God that was actually very righteous man, is what the Bible tells us. He was a very righteous man. And he had great riches. He had many cattle, lovely family, much land, many crops, many people working for him. And then one day, he lost it all. And it wasn't because, you know, a lot of people want to give the devil a lot of credit for things that he does, or things that happen to us. But this is something that the devil did, but he had to have permission from God to do this. You know, the Bible talks about how the devil went to and fro all over the earth looking for somebody to attack. And God said to him, have you ever considered my servant Job? He said, the devil said, I can't touch him. You got a hedge around him. He said, I can't do anything to him, because you got him protected. And God said, well, I have faith in my servant Job, and I'll let you touch him, except for you can't kill him. Except you can't kill him. You can do as you will, but you can't kill him. And Job went through some great trials and great tribulations. He lost all his children. He lost all of his possessions. He lost everything that he owned. And on top of that, he had a great sickness that come upon him. They said that his head was covered from the top of his head to the soles of his feet in boils. And he was hurting. I've had one or two boils in my life. Just one. And I thought that was the most painful thing I've ever had. I can't imagine having one from the top of your feet, top of your head to the soles of your feet, just covered. But Job didn't give up. He was going to overcome. Even when his wife came to him and said, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? He said, oh, you speak as a foolish woman. You speak as a foolish woman. He said, the good Lord giveth and the good Lord taketh. God, glory be to God. Blessed be the Lord. And Job stood, and he stood for what, even though all the things he was going through, he stood. He was going to overcome. And I think that's why the book of Job was written in the Bible for you and me today, to realize we are overcomers. If Job can overcome, we and I can overcome. You know, there's times in our lives that we're going to come against things that are just going to push us down. And the devil just thinks he's going to defeat us. And the devil thinks he's going to just put us down and say, I'm going to take this brother out of the equation. I won't have to worry about him praising the Lord anymore. But guess what? It's not going to happen. Now, I've seen it happen to people, and it's sad. And it's really sad. But you know what? When you're rooted and grounded in this word, in the word, that's the main thing, is to be grounded, rooted and grounded in the word of God. To know that things are going to come. Things out there are going to tempt us. Things out there are going to happen to us. And you just have to keep on praising the Lord and lifting him up and say, I'm not going to quit. So I started with this race. to win this race, and I'm going to keep on until I cross that finish line. Because I tell you what, it's worth it all in the end. It is worth it all. You know, when I was, I'm going to testify about this about myself, and I know there's been several people that have gone through the same thing. But 6 or 7 years ago, I had an attack of, I don't know where it came from. Either Satan or God, I don't know. But I'm just going to say that I had an attack on my body that I had never had before in my life. And I had never looked into death's eyes before until that time. And it wasn't a physical thing. Well, it was, but it wasn't. It was more of a physical and mental challenge that I had to overcome. I had the spirit of God, the spirit of Satan just come on me so hard one day that I really thought I was going to die. I just really thought the devil just attacked me so bad that he told me, I'm going to kill you today. You're going to die. And I believed it. Foolishly, I believed it. And I thought I was going to die. And there for several weeks, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, 5 months, I don't know how long it was, every day I had these attacks that came upon me, not just once a day, sometimes 2 and 3 and 4 times a day. And it got so bad that one time, I can remember this, I was at home, and it was, I was so down and out about it, I didn't want to live anymore. I went back to my bedroom, and I said, Lord, if this is living, I said, I can't take it anymore. I said, God, you got to help me. You've got to help me. I said, I can't do this on my own. I can't do this. And I even got my gun out of my closet. And I said, Lord, I said, you're going to have to help. I said, because I can't take this anymore. And I sat there, and I had that gun, and I said, Lord, help me. Help me to realize. Help me to fight this thing. And when I was sitting there and I was holding that gun, God spoke to me. He said, you're going to have to fight. He said, I'm going to help you, but you're going to have to fight. And so I put that gun back in the closet, and I started praying. And I started praying. And I started seeking God. And I started to realize I can't do this on my own. Ken Cook cannot stand up to this. With God's help, I could. So I started fighting, and I started fighting, and I started fighting. You know what? If you want to get something in life from God, sometimes you have to fight for it. You know, a lot of times we just get down on our knees, and we just do a little prayer and say, oh, Lord, I need this in my life. Will you please help me? Amen. Well, it's good you ask. The Bible says you have not because you ask not, and if you want something, you ask for it. But there's sometimes you have to hit your knees hard. There's sometimes you have to get down on your knees for not just 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes 10, 15, 20 minutes to an hour, 2 hours, whatever it may take. Sometimes it takes even longer to get what you want out of God, from God. If you really want something from God, sometimes it's going to take the time and the effort. The Bible says that some things cannot be achieved but through prayer and fasting. That's another part that's so part of us to be overcomers is fasting. Fasting is one of the things that really touches God's heart because it denies our body of the things that we need. When you deny yourself, you're giving glory to God. I believe that's what the Bible teaches us. And the thing is, I had to fight. And I knew I had to fight. And as the more I fight, I'm going to tell you, it was tiring. It was really tiring, and Beth can testify to this too. It just wore me out. I would get down on my knees and I would pray, and I would pray and I would pray, until most of the time I fell asleep, because there was no way that I could go through life the way it was happening to me. I could not do it. But then God just reached down and He lifted me up. Now I still have to fight today. Well, I still have to fight today. But I know that from this experience that I just don't give up on God. God made us more than conquerors. We were born It says, when we were born of God, He gave us to overcome this world, the things in this world. You know, we are made to overcome things because we are God's children. Now, I know some of you have gone through some things that even probably worse than I have, but I can tell you what I went through was bad enough because I really didn't want to live on this earth anymore. But, you know, there's times when we have people that go through sicknesses. We got in our church, our Sister Diane and Sister Jennifer, both going through a great time, a hardship right now with the heart surgery and Jennifer with cancer. But with God's help, they're going to overcome. We are overcomers. We can overcome the things of this world. We can come overcome sickness. We can overcome the things that the devil wants to throw at us. And I thank God today that we can overcome. You know, another person that I think of greatly, and the reason I think about him as an overcomer is because this man, as much as he loved God, and as much as he desired the things of God, and the Bible tells us that this man was even after God's own heart, as David. But David was not a perfect man. You know, a lot of people want to say that David was a great man of God, and he was. He was a great man of God, but David was not perfect. David made a lot of mistakes in his life. And David paid for those mistakes when he made them. But God lifted David up. But I think of David as a little lad when he was out tending the sheep. And I think about when David was out there and the lion and the bear came and took the sheep away from David. And David went and he fought for what was his. I mean, here he was just a little lad. I mean, a little lad. David was not a very big man according to what the Bible, what I read. He was not a very big person at all. And through the strength of God gave him, he defeated that bear, and he defeated that lion, and he took his sheep back to his flock and raised them. That was just a pretense for David's life. That God knew, that David knew that God was going to be with him in anything that he did. So one day, there was a great battle, and there was this Philistines, and there was this great man called Goliath. They were standing up, and he was hollering out to all the tribe of Israel, "Is there any man out here that would want to fight me?" Now, according to what I have looked into the scriptures and researched and things, Goliath was a man that was anywhere between 9 foot, maybe almost 10 foot tall. He was a great big man, huge man. And he said he was just about as wide as he was tall. So he was a big man. And David was just still a young lad. A young lad. And he went out from all this army. And he stood out there and said, "I'll fight you." And the people laughed at him. So what do you think you're going to do? Here's this man that's the great giant. He wins battle after battle for this Philistine army. You're going to stand up to fight against him? He said, "Yes, I am." Because David knew something. David knew something. He'd already fought a bear and a lion and defeated them because he had God on his side. So when he went out to fight this great Goliath, he just took his slingshot and went down to the brook and got some smooth pebble stones. Now, I was looking on the History Channel one night, and they had the story of David on. And I said, you know, this ought to be pretty good. I like to see, you know, sometimes they have some biblical stuff. And there was this one man that sat there, and the Bible tells us they were smooth brook stone that David got. And he sat there and said, well, the Bible does say they were smooth brook stone, but it could not have been. And I said, okay, I got to listen to what he's got to say. He said, because it said that in the Bible that the stone penetrated Goliath's forehead. He said, well, for a smooth brook stone to hit, to do that, it couldn't. It had to be a rock with a pointed edge. No. No. It was a smooth brook stone. It was a smooth brook stone because I'm going to tell you why. When David got up there to fight Goliath, and he took that slingshot and he started spinning it around, I believe maybe the first two or three revolutions it was David. But after the first or second revolution, I believe some kind of power got a hold of that slingshot. And for him to be able to twirl that thing as fast as he's ever twirled it, and to release that stone at the right same time, exact time, where it would hit the Goliath right between the eyes and the forehead and kill him. Now, I don't know how, if you remember when you were kids and you had a slingshot, I could barely hit the broadside of a barn with one. And the slingshots, we used to have one of those little slingshots where they had the pouch, you know, the two strings, and they had the pouch, and you'd swing that thing, and you released one end of the string to sling that rock or whatever you had. I think I got lucky one time and knocked somebody's window out one time with one. I wasn't aiming for the window, but I think I did hit the window. But David knew something that the other people didn't. He knew that God gave him the power to overcome. And that's how we are today. We know that God gives us the power to overcome because His Word says so. His Word tells us here in 1 John that we can overcome because we are born of God. We are born of God. When you got down on your knees and you repented of your sins and you were baptized, you were reborn of God. You were born of the flesh, and then you were born of God. We can overcome because we are the children of God. And let's go to another scripture here this morning. Revelations 2. Now, this will take me a second because I didn't write down what verse it is. In my studying, I failed to write down which verse it was. Hold on just a second. Because we are overcomers. God has made us overcomers over great things. And I know that every one of us have overcome things that we didn't think we could overcome. And the reason that God allowed us to overcome some of the smaller things in life as we go on, there's going to be greater things that are going to come against us. And those things, sometimes you have to be tested. Sometimes you have to be proven. You know, when you get somebody to do something, you don't start them off with the hardest thing first. Maybe start, you know, if you got somebody working for you, give them a little easy task to take care of first and let them work your way up. And that's the way God sometimes has to do with us. You know, we're not going to give you a hard task to take care of first thing. Revelations 2 and 7, it says, "He that have an ear," I think every one of us have ears this morning. It said, "Let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." To him that overcometh. That's a great promise this morning. To know that when we overcome, you know, when you overcome the temptations of this world, when you overcome sicknesses, when you overcome the things that the devil has to throw at you. You know, sometimes I sat there when I was going through the things that I did, I thought I was a great big dartboard. And I thought that the devil was just sitting there throwing darts at me, and he was hitting a bullseye every time. Because I was hurting. Mentally and physically, I was just hurting. But God, through God, I was able to overcome. Ken Cook didn't do it. Ken Cook couldn't have done it because Ken Cook doesn't have the power or the resources to do it. But the power that God has gave me, through me, I was able to overcome. And I thank God for that this morning because I wouldn't be here this morning speaking to you this morning if it wasn't for God. I know that I wouldn't. I know that I would be somewhere else. And I thank God for the promise that he's given us there here this morning when he says that when to him that overcometh I will give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. You know, I've read books and stuff, and I've talked to people who've had near-death experiences, and they have actually said they have seen heaven or seen God or whatever. I can't question them. I don't know. I'm just going by what they say. But they say, where everybody I heard it said they've seen it, said it is a beautiful place. And I've had people tell me they've had dreams of heaven. And they say it's such a beautiful place. I want to go there one day. I have a desire to be there one day. I have a desire to be in God's paradise that he has set for us because he made us overcomers. If you go to Romans 8, this will be the last scriptures we'll read this morning. Romans 8 and 37, it says, nay, in all things we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Our Lord. We are made more than conquerors. There's nothing. The Bible is talking about there's nothing that can come between you and God. Nothing. Not unless you allow it. Now there is a human factor in there, and we're all humans here. We are all humans. And humans make mistakes. And that's why I always think about David. I think about when I was talking earlier about David. We do make mistakes, and we do allow our human side to come out, and we do make mistakes. But just because you make a mistake doesn't give you a reason to quit serving God. Just because things are going bad doesn't give you a reason to quit serving God. Just because things aren't going the way you wanted to just doesn't give you a reason to quit serving God. Become an overcomer. Become a conqueror to be able to overcome the things that come against you and live for God the way he wants you to live and be able to proclaim, I'm going to live in that paradise that God promised me. It says nothing can come against you. But if you allow it, he can allow anything to come against you in your life. You know, a lot of times people want, like I said, want to blame this situation, blame that situation, blame the devil, blame whatever, instead of laying the blame on yourself. A lot of times when I get myself into a spiritual situation where I don't need to be, it's because of me. It's not anybody else's fault. I can't go blaming Beth because of something that I did, but she had nothing to do with it. She wasn't even there. I have to blame me. Because I allowed it to happen. And I thank God today that I am more than a conqueror. There's nothing in this world, nor depth, nor height, nor other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's a beautiful thing to think about this morning. Nothing can take us away from those. Nothing can take us. You know, and I think about the things that Diane and Jennifer are going through right now. It's hard. You know, it's hard when you're sick and you don't feel good. Things through Rhonda's going through right now. It is hard. But you have to be encouraged by these scriptures this morning that God has made us overcomers and he's made us more than conquerors, that we can overcome the things of this world. We can overcome the things that come against us. And like I said earlier, there's going to be things that come against us in our lives. There's going to be things that you and I don't understand why they come against us. But they do. And we just have to stand. You know, the Bible tells us when you've done all to stand, just stand and wait on the glory of the Lord to come on them. You know, a lot of times you and I try to do too much. Sometimes we don't try to wait on God to take care of the things. You know, a lot of times, you know, we want to be able, the ones to be in charge. We are the ones who want to be able to take care of everything, because we sometimes there's a pride issue that comes into there and say, I want to take care of it. I want to be able to do it. There's sometimes you can't. And there's sometimes when you just have to say, Lord, I put it in your hands. Lord, you take care of it, because you are mightier than I, and you always have been, and you always will be. I said, Lord, I've done all I can do. I said, I just turn it over to you and let your will be done. And, you know, there's a lot of times, you know, it wasn't the will that I wanted, but it was God's will. And if it's God's will, that's the will I want for my life. Because that is God's will is perfect. It is so wonderful to know that we can overcome things in our lives, to overcome the situations in our lives that come against us. And I feel sorry for the people that are in this world today, because they have nowhere else to turn. They think they can solve their problems with a bottle of alcohol or the drugs or the pornography that's on the out there. They think they got somewhere to turn to be able to relieve their pain. And guess what? It's not there. Those things bring even more pain. And you can't solve pain with pain. It doesn't work. The only way I know to solve pain is with love. The love of God that He has for you and I every day. You know, and loving Him. Showing Him that we, and the only way that we can show Him that we love Him is to keep His commandments. And show Him, say, Lord, we do love You by living for Him. I heard a preacher this morning say this morning, he was telling his congregation, and I said, well, you're sure pretty bold. He said, I'm getting tired of seeing you people put on your plastic religion. And I said, what is he talking about? He said, y'all come in here and y'all put on that plastic face that you're religious on Sunday morning, and when I see you out on the street on Monday morning, you're living a different life. I'm glad today, this morning, that we don't do that. That we know the real God, and we know that we need to live that life every day. Every day. And like I said, there's times that we do make mistakes. But that's not time to quit. It's time to say, Lord, forgive me for that and help me not to do it again and keep on going. Be overcomers. I'd like to have the musicians come back on up this morning. And we're going to turn the service back over to Bill here in just a minute. But I have the musicians come on back up. You know, sometimes when I want everybody to sit there this morning and close your eyes and think and pray about the things that you might have to overcome in your life. Things that maybe are going through your life right now that you need help overcoming. You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be a big thing. Sometimes it can be just be little things in your life that you want to get rid of. Think about those things this morning. If it's something big, that's fine. If it's something that is just a tiny little thing, that's a tiny little problem in your life that's being a hindrance to you, say, Lord, you have made me an overcomer. You have made me more than a conqueror. Help me to come overcome these little things in my life, or even if it's a big thing, that I can become closer to you. And that's what you and I, our goal should be every day, is to want to live closer and closer to God every day that we live. I don't want to grow further away from God when as I get older. I want to grow closer to Him. I want to every day to where I just be a little bit closer to God. Or maybe I pray just a little bit more that day. Or maybe I just spend a little bit more time in His Word that day so I can become stronger. Because I'm going to tell you, today, the way the world is, being weak is not the way it's going to get us there. We have to be strong. And we have to be lifted up. And we have to be able to call upon the Lord. And I don't want to be the type of person that just calls on the Lord when I have troubles. I want to call upon the Lord during the good times also. Because I want God to know my voice. I don't want him to be a stranger to the Lord. If anybody this morning has a feel a need to, as they sing, and to come up to the altar and pray, or pray at your seat, if you have something in your life this morning that you need overcoming, take it to God this morning. Because he is a God that loves us. And he's a God that wants us to help us overcome the things that are against us. And just tell us, the old devil said, God has made me more than a conqueror. Thank you this morning.